Okay, well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate y'all taking the time this morning to join the call. Again, this is Carrie Post. Again, thank you for being with us. A little bit of housekeeping. Please hit *6 to mute your line. With so many people on the call, it's really imperative everyone do this so all of us can hear. Again, please hit *6 to mute your line. If you do wish to speak later in the call, you can hit *6 to unmute your line. If you wish to speak, but for right now, please hit *6 to mute your line so that everybody can hear. So again, thank you so much for being with us today. Again, as we know, we are in this as a community, as an industry, that we are all in this together.
As we know,
it is a continually evolving situation on the national, state, and local levels. Global cases of COVID-19 now surpass 2.5 million. And in the U.S., there are now over 800,000 cases of COVID-19. In Florida, there are now more than 27,000 cases, adding more than 6,000 new cases since our call last week. So again, in Florida, way over 27,000. And we've seen the numbers continue to grow here in our community. 186 COVID-19 cases now in Tallahassee and Leon County, up by more than 35 cases since we spoke last week. As we know, this is an economic crisis, and it is also very much a human crisis. I would like to take a moment on the call this morning to acknowledge all of the healthcare workers in the hospitals and the EMTs and the paramedics, and these healthcare workers. These are the folks that are on the front line of this fight every single day. And we also, need to thank the grocery stockers and the cashiers and the food workers and the service delivery people. All of these folks are working and day after day and risking their lives on our behalf. So without all of these courageous people, from the healthcare workers to the grocery stockers and the cashiers and all the food workers, we would not survive this pandemic. So again, I really want to take a moment to acknowledge and thank them. And if you see them, if they're your friends, your neighbors, your family members, to please make a point to thank them for their service, because these folks, again, are risking all risking their lives on our behalf. I'd like to share a few brief updates locally. One is Governor DeSantis, as I'm sure you all have heard, he has established a Reopen Florida Task Force and is convening meetings both morning and afternoon every day this week in order to compile the best ideas and practices to restart the state's economy. The whole goal with the task force is to engage with industry and sector leaders to provide a data-driven and targeted approach. So in these meetings all week, and then by Friday, so they're moving quickly, present the reopening recommendations to the governor. So again, they're doing two meetings per day, every day this week. Yesterday, tourism was the topic of the task force meeting. Again, there were two meetings yesterday, led by Dana Young, the president and CEO of Visit Florida. She shared some highlights from their research that they conduct, and I'd really encourage you all to check it out. I discovered this about 2 weeks ago. VisitFlorida.org is their industry site, and they have a COVID-19 dashboard that has a lot of great data. They're starting to do some traveler sentiment research. So, again, a lot of useful stuff. So, again, check that out at VisitFlorida.org. It's the COVID-19 dashboard. And it's continually updated. But she reported that international air capacity was down 80%, domestic air capacity down 67%, and people planning to travel down 20%. And interestingly enough, myself and several of the tourism team members had a conference call with Data Young a couple weeks ago where, you know, we were getting communicating everything is touching base. Really appreciated the time with her on the call. And she had shared that her team was in the process of developing a multi-phase marketing plan to begin when the statewide safer at home order had been lifted or revised. And it was very similar to our plans because Visit Florida reports they'll first be promoting in-state travel to Florida residents. And again, that plays very, very well for us. And some of their early research and focus groups have revealed that travelers will consider vacations within driving distance with limited overnight stays. So again, it's just a lot of getaways and day trips. Again, I think we're well poised for that. Visit Florida also believes that business travel will quickly resume while recreational travel will lag a bit behind. In the tourism meetings yesterday, restaurants and hotel representatives asked the state to establish criteria and thresholds for kind of each phase of the opening. They were very specific in requesting they wanted criteria established because no one expects restaurants to immediately open their doors and operate to pre-COVID-19 standards. I think everyone acknowledged that those days are gone for the foreseeable future. But restaurant representatives in the meeting yesterday strongly encouraged a tiered reopening to allow time for resupply and rehiring, and then again requested clear guidelines to protect public health and safety. The hotel industry was exactly the same. They have requested the establishment of specific cleaning standards and other workplace policies to ease the anxiety of visitors and their staff and ensure safe working conditions. So, again, that was definitely a very clear topic, was hotels and restaurants wanting very clear criteria and benchmarks for reopening standards and compliance. And you might be interested to tune in next Tuesday, that's April 28th at 3 p.m., for the county commission meeting. You can view it on Comcast Channel 16, where the county commission will receive a presentation on our local Tallahassee-Leon County reopen plan. Again, this will have aspects and certainly connections to the reopen Florida plan. But the presentation the commissioners are here next Tuesday will, again, specifically relate to our community and have a broad overview of timelines and decision-making thresholds to take into consideration for reopening our community. So please know that, you know, county and city officials are still very much immersed in the health and welfare and safety of our residents currently, as everyone's focused on mitigation, but they're also looking ahead to the reopening. So to be sure, the reopening of our community and state will take a phased approach, and again, that's just as we will restart our marketing strategy in a phased approach. There's so much at stake and so much uncertainty, and again, the phased approach, I think everybody's thinking it will truly be the best approach. I also wanted to just briefly take a couple of minutes to share some updates on Visit Tallahassee-Leon County tourism team activities over the past week. From the marketing team, I'm happy to share the new Visit Tallahassee Facebook partner page is live. So please search for Visit Tallahassee Partners and then join the Facebook group. Again, really excited to get that Facebook group page live. So again, check that out and please join the group. As I had mentioned last week, the team is hard at work planning for National Travel and Tourism Week. This year's theme is the spirit of travel, and the team has put together a great partner toolkit on visittallahassee.com that provides different ways that partners can get involved and share the spirit of travel graphic. We just launched this page for the National Travel and Tourism Day. So again, please note that we're still updating it and adding more to it, and we will be sending out an email to all of our partners early next week with the full details on way to get involved, but you will see that page is now live on our website. And we'd encourage you all, if you are interested, to kind of loop into the theme of the spirit of travel for National Travel and Tourism Week. If you want to connect that to a virtual event, please let us know. We'd love to feature it in our outreach, any programming, and encourage you all to do some type of fun programming for National Tourism Week, which is May 4th through the 8th. Is National Tourism Week, again, May 4th through the 8th. For example, we are working with the Greg Fish Show, and he is theming his trivia around Tallahassee and travel. So again, we've got a number of these events and initiatives, and you'll see them on the website. We encourage you all to please consider doing some on your own. The sales team and sports cross-country event season planning has begun. So they are in the works of planning, again, for our upcoming cross-country events out at Appalachian Regional Park this fall. Big news, we were awarded the National Junior College Athletic Association, the cross-country championships in 2022. Again, this is yet another national championship for cross-country. This was a focus on the junior colleges. So, again, that'll be out at ARCS. Again, major two, and hats off to the sports team for bringing in that new piece of business. And, again, they continue to work with the community and all the events right holders to help to reschedule their events. So they're doing what they can to drive room nights back into the community and get these events reposted. And they've had much success with several groups this week that are rebooking now for August and September. So, again, very encouraging signs there from the group side. So, again, shifting gears, these calls are provided to share learning, to share knowledge, and share support for each other. We have invited several guests on various topics to be on the call this morning, and then we will open up the call to hear from you. So first on deck this morning, we will have Christina Paredes, Director of the Tallahassee-Leon County Office of Economic Vitality. She's a return engagement here on the call to share the updates on new resources that they have, including the new $1 million lean grant program they just announced to assist local profits. So we'll first hear from Christina, then next we will highlight Jerry Madden of Jerry's Midtown Cafe. She will be with us this morning, and she's been a very early adopter of a very innovative, adaptive service delivery model and a real champion supporting our local restaurants. I also want to give a special shout-out to Jerry this morning for organizing with all the local restaurants for rotating donations to help feed the volunteers that are working at the Second Harvest food station. So, again, we've had several, you know, tourism staff that have been volunteering there, and staff has seen firsthand the work of Jerry and Jerry's Cafe supporting Second Harvest and the volunteers that are helping our community. So Jerry's been doing some really cool stuff, so we're going to hear from her. And lastly, certainly not least, we will hear from two great colleagues and special guests, speakers who are certainly adapting and strategically managing the wonderful parks and trails and greenways that everybody wants to enjoy right now. So we have Lee Davis with Leon County Parks and Rec, and we have Ashley Edwards from City of Tallahassee Parks, Recreation, and Neighborhood Affairs is with us today. And through important jobs that they have there, so we're going to hear from them. So, again, it'll be start off with Christina, then turn it over to Jerry, then we'll lob it over to Lee, and then Ashley. And for the sake of time today, we will hold all questions to the end after all the speakers have spoken. So with that, let me say welcome, Christina. Thank you again for joining us on today's call.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to kind of let you guys know. I know within just as quickly as our local feeder grant money ran dry, so did the federal government with their paycheck protection program, as well as their economic disaster injury loan. This week, though, Congress is considering an extension and adding more money to both of those programs. We expect the final approval by Congress to be later this week and then signed into law, too. That's going to add another $310 billion to the Paycheck Protection Program. We know that a lot of businesses are this is really a vital resource, as it allows you to have up to 75% of that loan forgiven. So stay tuned for more information. When that passes, you'll see that communication from our office, I'm sure as well from Tourism too. Terry mentioned the $1 million lien program. This is a new grant program that was authorized by the county and city last week. This grant is focused on assisting our nonprofits. The commission highlighted three main areas within nonprofits, and that's human services, if you're a human service provider, or arts, cultural, and history, which I know a lot of you on this call can fall into. It's a flat award of $2,500, and you can access that information on the eligibility requirement on OEB for business, that's FOR4business.org/lien. And then if you have any specific questions regarding either one of those programs, you can reach me directly at 850-597-6340. Kerry alluded to the fact, too, about the governor's task force and the reopening of our economy. We are monitoring that very closely as well with her. The state government will obviously focus on, as well as your local government, and clearly communicate how we can safely reopen our economy, both for pedestrians and for your customers and patrons, as well as for businesses. So that's something that you'll see rolling to local recommendations as well. Finally, I know that Jerry's up next, so I won't take a lot of her highlight, but I had it on my list too. Talk to you about an innovative new delivery service. We're assisting on marketing on the front end of that at TLH to go. We have had a wild success with our open for takeout map with restaurants. People are still requesting us to add in, but with everything that we do, we're constantly looking at ways to partner and leverage those resources that we create. We've gotten several requests to provide lists and menus, and we partnered with the 223 agency on creating that TLH to go list that incorporates the GIS map component, as well as provides a list and menus. And I'll let Jerry talk a little bit more about what it means from a restaurant to embrace this new model. So thank you, Kerry, again, for having me on the call. If anybody has any questions regarding the new monies added to the federal programs or the new lien grant, you can reach me at 850-597-6340. Thank you again.
Thank you, Christina. And I would assume these resources are also on your website. So would you share the URL so everyone can go there and check it out as well?
Yes. That is OEB4Business, FOR business.org. So OEB4Business.org.
Great. Thank you so much, Christina. Appreciate all the great work that you guys are doing. Thank you. We'll turn it over now to welcome Jerry Madden from Jerry's Midtown Cafe. So Jerry, thank you so much for joining us on the call today.
Oh, of course. Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Christina. I don't know. All I have to say is I just absolutely love my city of Tallahassee and just excited that I can do whatever I can to help. So, and it's exciting to see people like you, Karen, your organization, Christina, the 223 agency, Bite Heights, to also come together and help out small businesses of Tallahassee. I'm a new small business owner. But Bite Heist has been a game changer for me with the online delivery online ordering, and also allowing me to do my own delivery as well, so that we can keep money here in the county, just because those other organizations such as Bike Squad, Uber Eats, they take money out of our county and out of our city. So just with last week, I had it going for about 6 days, and just from doing the calculations, just for my little restaurant, we were able to keep $1,200 in the county and in the city that would have otherwise gone to these big national businesses. So that was really nice to see. And I'm just so appreciative of Second Harvest and what they're doing. And, you know, I always said, Monique, I'm going to get over here and help you guys volunteer. But, you know, you say it, and then sometimes you don't always follow through with the action. So she expressed to me that for the entire month they needed to coordinate lunches, and she was busy. And I said, hey, let me take that off your plate. Don't worry about it. Don't think another thing about it. And we've been able to do it, along with, let me give a shout-out to Madison Social and Gordo's, Canopy Road Cafe, Table 23, Red Elephant Pizza and Grill, helping me out with that. And if anybody else that's on the phone call that, you know, wants to jump in, feel free to email me, Jerry at Jerry's Midtown Cafe, and I'll certainly get that coordinated with you. But thank you. Visit Tallahassee, OEB, and everybody else that's doing, you know, what we can to keep rallying for Tally. So thank you all.
Thank you, Jerry. And thank you for all that you are doing with Second Harvest, and certainly all of your support for all the other local restaurants too. You are really a leader in the industry, and again, we're grateful that you're here and that you love Tallahassee too. So again, thank you so much for all that you are doing and continue to do for the community. Thank you. So next, we'd like to welcome Lee Davis. She is with Leon County Parks and Recreation, and so she's on the call again, just asking for some updates and what she's seeing and some resources and how, if anything, if we can support you guys. So, Lee Davis, thanks for joining us.
Great. Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Carrie. Thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk to our industry partners this morning. To share a little bit of current status with you regarding Leon County Parks and Recreation, contrary to the state, our parks have remained open, with some exceptions in terms of specific facilities that are closed. So our community centers, campgrounds, pavilions, playgrounds, and dog parks remain closed, while the general parks are still open. In addition, all of our organized leagues and play have been suspended at this time. Interestingly enough, though, with the parks still being open, I imagine Ashley can share this as well, you know, we are seeing a dramatic increase in the number of folks that we have visiting our greenways and our parks, and, you know, we seem to believe we're playing a small part in being that mental health component for people as they're trying to get through this crisis. So that's kind of where we are in terms of where parks are open. I am also very excited to announce and share with you that our construction projects are still continuing. So Carrie talked earlier about the exciting things going on at Appalachian Regional Park for cross country, and how her team is continuing to work for events to come this season and in the future. And we are hard at work out there on the construction project, so that's very exciting. They're making great progress and moving forward with the components that we have out there for new infrastructure, which includes a permanent finish line, a stage, and an operations building. All of that being funded by both TDC dollars and county general revenue dollars. So that's exciting. In addition to construction projects, we've also been doing single track trail project over at Offord Greenway. And while our colleagues at the city have most of the single track trail in Tallahassee per se, We think that this project bolsters our opportunity for that IMBA designation that you might have heard about previously from your TDC staff, to be the Ride Center designation. So certainly now that these single track trails are constructed out at Offord, that adds to the inventory of single track trails that we have here in Tallahassee that draw visitors and residents to our area. In terms of future, obviously, Carrie's mentioned it, but the county as a whole is starting to look at reopening and what that looks like. Specifically, I've been working with your TDC staff to just kind of talk about what summer events and fall events might look like and whether or not we see a change or a shift in that model. In other words, if something was going to be held indoors, like a basketball event, maybe now we move that to outdoors. So your team is doing creative thinking, and I appreciate that opportunity to brainstorm with them on things like that. I think that's kind of it for my presentation, Carrie. Just that's kind of a brief synopsis of where we are with the county park.
I appreciate that, Lee. Thank you. Are you experiencing any, like kind of, I don't want to say overpopulating of some of the parks? Like, are there some parks or greenways that are being especially well loved right now, and then others maybe that are not getting as much visitation? And we could, you know, start promoting some of those other parks that don't have a lot of people there. Because I totally agree with you. I think parks and certainly any of the trails and the out there nature is absolutely a huge part of the mental health and of our community, not just from an activity, but just for, you know, for relaxing in this kind of crazy situation. So, but are there some parks that maybe could use a little more visitation than others? Are you seeing that?
That's a great question, Carrie, and one that we hadn't kind of really framed in that regard. Let me take a look at that, because I think that would be something that we might be able to partner with you guys on. I know, for instance, there are certain parks that we're very aware are being heavily used. You know, our greenways are certainly in that category. We've seen dramatic increase in traffic there. But there may be other kind of well-kept secrets out there, and we could steer people in that direction. So I'll get back with you on that, but I appreciate that thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Just let us know, again, to kind of just spread it around a little more evenly, and so the ones that are being so well-loved. And I've seen pictures of Jay Alford that it looks like a mall parking lot, you know?
Yeah, right.
So many people there, which is great, and seeing some of the new trail development. I know some of our team has been out there, you know, scoping that out. So that's, again, very exciting. And you and Ashley here from the city are such integral partners of ours from the, not just the event side, but certainly from a nature-based experience. So, again, thank you for all you're doing. And like I said, let us know if there is anything we can do from the promotional standpoint on those other parks. So now I'll turn it over to Ashley Edwards with the City of Tallahassee. She heads up the City Park Recreation and Neighborhood Affairs. And so, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us for the call today.
Thanks, Carrie. It's my pleasure to be here with you all this morning. I have a very similar report as to what Lee presented. We do still have our parks open as well. All of our trails and open green space areas, as well as our disc golf courses, are open. And we are also seeing a higher volume of use than normal, which we think is great. We're obviously asking people to continue to practice social distancing and follow the CDC guidelines for safe use of trails. And we're telling folks that our parks are not open for group activities or gatherings. We do have a number of our facilities that are closed, our administrative offices. All of our athletic fields are still available for individual use. By individual use, we mean like your family unit or household unit, but certainly not for pickup games or practices. All of our courts, basketball, pickleball, racquetball, tennis, and volleyball courts are closed. Our community centers and service centers remain closed. Dog parks are closed. Forest Meadows and the Meadows Soccer Complex are closed. Our playgrounds are closed. Our pools are closed. Shelters and pavilions are also only for individual use. Our skate park is closed. Gymnastics center is closed. And our RC car track and our pump track is closed. We're still seeing a good bit of people that we'd like to continue to ask to practice safe social distancing, as well as what we call responsible recreating, by not trying to use some of these facilities that are closed and not gather as groups. We do have staff that are regularly checking the parks, and we're having to remind a lot of folks, even in areas where we have signs up clearly stating this area is closed, we still have people trying to use those areas. We do have a number of our trails that, just to kind of answer your question that you had asked Lee, that are very, very popular. Obviously, the trail system at Tom Brown and the Pioneer View Lafayette Heritage Trail System that ties into the Alford Greenway remains very popular. And then, of course, all the trail systems out at Phipps Park. They're two, probably our two hot spots, I would say. But we are still seeing a lot of use in parks that don't traditionally get as much use. So that's a nice thing, too. I think we're seeing people discovering some areas of our community that maybe they just haven't had the time to enjoy before. So we think that's great. In terms of special events that obviously are a big part of our tourism economy, our special events with city facilities have been canceled through May 10th. And we do expect that we'll be able to provide some additional information about how we're going to go forward soon. But as for now, all events are canceled through May 10th. And we also are continuing to work on construction projects. Specifically, one that may be of interest to you all is the road around the lake at Tom Brown Park. That lake is called Lake Leon. And there's a road that goes around there that has been in disrepair for a while. And we're taking advantage of the fact that that particular area of the park is a little less busy at this time, and we're getting road work done on that road, which will take the better part of a month. We're also continuing construction on the Bond Linear Park, which is a new facility in the southwest part of our community that's going to connect the Bond neighborhood to the St. Mark's Trail at the Tallahassee Junction Park. We're real excited about that facility. And then we're also finishing up a permitting process and hope to get started soon on construction of the Southeast Park that's in the Southwoods area. So we, again, are very, very happy to see people out and about, hope that they will continue to be responsible as they recreate, and look forward to the day that we can open things back up as well.
Great. Thank you, Ashley. And again, we're here if there's anything we can do specifically to promote what, you know, you all are doing in particular park areas or anything like that, please don't hesitate to let us know. Again, Ashley, thank you. Thank you, Lee. These two ladies do a tremendous job managing, and their teams. They've got great teams, both of them do. They manage all these natural resources in our community that we all enjoy, both as residents but visitors too. So again, they do a terrific job, and it serves, you know, so much of our local population. And again, thank you all for what you do. So now let me open it up to anyone on the call. You would hit *6 to unmute your line. If you have any questions for Christina, for Jerry, for Lee, or Ashley, does anyone have any questions for our wonderful speakers today? Again, *6 to unmute your line. If you would like to, again, ask any questions. Shared a lot of information. You guys all did a great job.
Okay. Hello, this is Greg.
Oh, hi, Greg. Good. Great. Thank you for joining us.
This is Greg from Lofty Pursuits. I've been using Bite Heist now for about 36 days. I saw that we were closing the restaurants and the 21st was coming soon, so I had it up and running on day one. I got to say, it's a very good standalone product, and it does everything I want to do. my numbers of what I've converted that would have gone to a delivery service if people even ordered off the delivery service is higher than Jerry's, but I think I've been training the customers longer. So having your own delivery service, I think, is very important. But there are a lot of solutions to this. I've seen several people go through their point-of-sale systems. A lot of those computer softwares are also offering solutions, and integrating might be good. I didn't have that option, and this thing has been spectacular. And I've been able to, because of this, keep all my employees. They just stopped being servers and started being drivers. So I actually have had to increase a couple of hours on the server side because we just needed more people to get the food out because it takes more per order to deliver. It does change the economics of it, but we're still in business, and that's good.
Great. Thank you, Greg. I was thinking about you because you had shared information on one of our earlier industry calls about Bite Height. So again, and I would
welcome to AT&T's teleconference service. Please enter your access code, followed by the pound sign. At the tone, please speak your name. There are 42 participants on the call, including you. You are joining your conference as a participant. For a menu of available commands, press star pound.
Looking forward to using this platform to help drive more traffic to our restaurant. And that's good. Keeping the money here. So that's wonderful. Great. Thank you for Greg and Christina for sharing those updates. Does anyone else have any questions for our wonderful speaker? Okay, well, hearing none again, thank you, Christina, Jerry, Lee, and Ashley. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy day to join us on the call today. So thank you very much. And now I'll open it up just for anyone on the call for any general comments, sharing. Again, these calls are provided to really share learning, share knowledge, and share support for each other. So I'll open it up again. Star 6 to unmute your line if you have any questions, comments from anyone on the call. Okay, well.
Good morning, Carrie. This is Kathleen from COCA. How are you doing today?
Good, Kathleen. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you, Carrie, for organizing these calls. They've been incredibly helpful as we all work together on keeping our community as vibrant and connected as possible during this time. I just wanted to just give a quick shout out that COCA is continuing to offer two opportunities. For restaurants, we have our Poems to Go program, and we are still accepting any restaurants who would like to participate. So if you are interested in that or want more information, please give me a call. I'm at 651-276-9262, or you can reach out to us at info@tallahasseearts.org, and I'm happy to give you more information on that. We also have had an online events page going now for about a month, and it's starting to populate with more and more art, culture, and history events. So if you have any events that have any kind of connection or know of others in the community that are not using our page, and we're always looking for events, so please just get those folks connected to me or connected to my team. And again, this is Kathleen, and my number is 651-276-9262, or you can get a hold of me at kathleen@tallahasseearts.org. And I'm happy to get you connected to our team and get those events on our page. Thank you so much, Carrie. Really appreciate this time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kathleen, for joining us. And do you know how many restaurants right now are participating in the Poems to Go? I think that's a
a great idea for some very positive added value. So do you know how many restaurants that you're currently working with that program?
Yes, we're working with about 15 different restaurants, which is tremendous. We're always looking for more.
Okay, great. Perfect. Well, thank you. And again, she shared her phone number and email for POCA and Tallahassee Arts. So, again, thank you, Kathleen, for joining us today. So are there any other comments or questions or updates from anyone on the call? Okay. Well, then, again, I will kind of wrap this up then and say on the call next week, we anticipate we'll be hearing from the airport, the Tallahassee International Airport, to share updates on their important activities. Then we will have the incredible Matt Thompson from For the Table Hospitality. Of course, you all know it as Madison Social Township, some Tarly Soto, et cetera, et cetera. So Matt Thompson will be with us talking about some of their cool programs and their business adaptations. Along with the folks from Ology Brewing Company and Distillery to share their exciting news and brews and highlight some of the neat things that they have going on all over town. So, again, next week will be another great call. So, with some, again, hearing from you guys locally in the community of all these tremendous things that you all are doing, again, to not only help us as a community but certainly as a destination and making us stronger for when we will rebound, because we will. Please continue to share your updates with us. We, too, have, of course, our events calendar with it and a virtual event page. So, again, make sure you're sharing that with us as well. And as we know, let's continue our efforts to flatten the curve. It's definitely working, at least we think it is. So, again, we know this is a marathon and not a sprint. I heard somebody describe it as actually we're at the halftime of the during the game. We're certainly not the end of the game. It's just halftime. But certainly, you know, we see it with the numbers, and we heard from the health department last week. It does definitely look like our efforts to flatten the curve are working. So, again, let's stay home, stay safe, stay positive, and be focusing and preparing on coming back stronger. I know our team has been hard at work on our restart and kind of recovery plans. Again, like I said, we will be phasing it in, and I'm sure you all are thinking that as well and how your businesses will adapt, because we are all in this together as Tallahassee, and we will get through this together stronger than ever. So thank you again for being with us this morning. Be safe, be smart, and be kind, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks again for being with us.